The U.S. wars in both Iraq and Afghanistan have been fought without any clear front lines, meaning most any place can become a combat zone. That means that women, who officially do not have combat roles, have been battle-tested. One such woman is the subject of our profile today, Chief Warrant Officer Stephanie Rose. Rose was among the first women to fly the Apache attack helicopter. She's currently serving her third combat tour, this one in northern Afghanistan. NPR's Quill Lawrence caught up with her and sent this report.
The U.S. Army's 4th Combat Aviation Brigade deployed to Afghanistan last spring, bringing much-appreciated air power to the NATO forces in the north of the country, where Taliban activities are on the rise.
We're about to get dusted out pretty bad.
As a pair of landing choppers blasted dust across the airstrip, Chief Warrant Officer Stephanie Rose and Captain Nicole Jordan showed a group of visitors around the cockpit of an Apache Longbow helicopter, which even after hundreds of flight hours still clearly holds a thrill for anyone who gets to pilot one.
There's nothing else that I could think I would rather be doing. It's better than driving a race car.
Rose and her sometimes co-pilot, Jordan, initially resist the suggestion that it's at all remarkable for women to be flying combat helicopters. The Apache flies the same no matter who is at the controls, Jordan says.
We all do the job, and some of us do it better than others.
Women have been flying Apaches for 15 years, she says. But as it happens, that's about as long as Rose has been in the Army.
I joined in June of 95. Just a couple of months before women started flying Apaches.
It started, as so many soldiers like to say, with misinformation from a recruiting officer. Rose grew up in Dallas, Texas, and needed money for college. She knew nothing about the Army when she walked into the recruiter's office.
And he asked me, he said, "What would you like to do?" And I looked at the wall, and I saw a Black Hawk with the soldiers rappelling down the rope. And I said, "Well, I'd like to do that. What do I have to do to get to do that?" This is funny. He looked at me, he goes, "Oh, no, no, women aren't allowed to do that."
The recruiter was trying to fill a different quota, but as soon as Rose discovered that women were, in fact, flying choppers, she rushed to apply for flight school. When she got accepted in 1998, only 18 women were flying Apaches. Rose was the only woman in her class.
Actually, I had several pilots in my company that refused to fly with me just based on the fact that I was a woman. Those guys are not around anymore today. But my company commander was okay with that at the time. He said, "Hey, you know what? I can't force you to fly with a woman, and I can kind of understand why you would think or feel that way, so I'm not going to make you." And truthfully, from my own perspective, if the guy doesn't want to fly with me because I'm a woman, I don't want to fly with him either. So I know that's gone today.
It's been years since she's heard as much as a wisecrack about women pilots. And for a pilot like Captain Nicole Jordan in the Army for just 5 years, it's made the path much easier.
I love my job. My husband loves the job. My husband does the same thing that we do.
He's a pilot also.
He is a pilot also. And I just feel that this is right for me. And he feels like it's right for him. So it's something that I want to definitely see through.
Being married to another pilot also helps, says Jordan, who knows some people who get out of the Army because they want to start families. For Rose, family is also a concern she's had to reconcile.
I've been a single mom for 13 and a half years, so it'll be 14 in January. Through flight school, through deployments, through everything.
As a mother, Rose can't help but mention that he's a straight-A student, a gifted athlete, and in possession of a heart of gold. Her friends and sometimes her father have taken care of her son through some hard times, especially her first trip to Iraq in 2006.
You know, I think at first it was tough for him. We didn't really know what to expect. My first deployment in 06 was in Iraq was tough. You know, we've talked about it, and I felt like it was my obligation. And I explained to him that when you make a commitment to something, that you have to see it through. So, hard lesson at an early age, I guess.
2006 in Iraq was really tough. Many helicopters down, many medevac missions to accompany. Rose returned to Iraq in 2008, which was better, but still no joyride. That deployment included her closest call to date while flying security during an operation north of Baghdad. Ground forces radioed her and another chopper to concentrate on three men running out of the back of a building. One had a suicide vest.
And I was the lowbird, watching with my naked eye these individuals that were in the bush. He decided to detonate his vest. He tried to time it so that it detonated on my aircraft. The blast and the concussion from the explosion picked up the back end of my aircraft and kind of pushed us forward in a way, which was probably, I think, the first time that I really felt like I didn't have control of the aircraft. And then you could hear the shrapnel up the back end of the airplane. I mean, the explosion, you could feel the heat in the cockpit. You could feel the concussion from the explosion because it was quite a bit of C4. So it's probably the first time I thought that I had exceeded my own personal limitations in the aircraft.
That's one way to put it.
Rose brought her Apache home safely, if a bit worse for wear. Now back for a third tour that will last through next summer, the strategy in Afghanistan has become as much about when not to shoot as when to open fire, with civilian casualties a pivotal issue. The power to see in the dark and hit targets thousands of yards away can be intoxicating, but another high-tech gadget on board the Apache records the pilot's every decision, says Captain Jordan.
You own every one of those bullets that come out, and it's not like a decision, I'm going to make by myself. It's a team decision, and there's a lot of consideration and a lot of research on the scene.
There are friendly NATO and Afghan troops on the ground. There are often innocent civilians, and there are political considerations that come down to one question, says Rose.
I'm cleared to fire. The ground commander has cleared me to shoot. Should I go ahead and pull the trigger? Is me taking this person's life going to make a difference?
Rose says she saw major changes between her first deployment to Iraq when a sectarian civil war burned through the country and her second trip there when violence cooled and life began creeping back to normal. Though the two countries are different, she hopes for a similar improvement in Afghanistan, even if she can only see it from high in the air. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.